Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 71. Staying mostly clear overnight with our low around 47. Warming up throughout Wednesday, more sunshine with our high nearing 81. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. A chance for some rain and thunderstorms throughout Wednesday night with a low around 56. And more showers throughout Thursday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 28 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. The search for an inmate released from jail by mistake last month is over. On March 24th, inmate Elijah Nehemiah Reed, 20, was released from the Sedgwick County Detention Facility in error. That's according to Sheriff Lieutenant Benjamin Blick. On April 8th, police arrested Reed in Fort Worth, Texas on an outstanding warrant related to his pending criminal case in Sedgwick County District Court. Blick confirmed on Monday. Residents and business owners affected by the Cottonwood Complex wildfire can now apply for loans if they qualify. The Small Business Administration announced the approval Monday of an administrative declaration. This means that residents and business owners in Reno, Harvey, Kingman, McPherson, Pratt, Rice, Sedgwick, and Stafford counties that were affected are eligible to apply for a low-interest SBA loan. For more information on this, go to disasterloanassistance.sba.gov. I'm Trace Tong, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Have you ever heard the saying, there's no such thing as a free lunch? Well, that's not true for students in Kansas. Free breakfast, too. Every student, every age, every school day. All you have to do is be enrolled at a Kansas school and enjoy eating safe and delicious meals free of charge. Turns out, there really are free lunches, because healthy food fuels hungry minds.
Brought to you by the Kansas Department of Education, the USDA, and this station.
When it comes to your 2022 seed decisions, don't step over the line. Buy new, professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and dealers. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance membership of 100 companies invest 15% of their sales into product research and development that can take 7 to 16 years, with total costs ranging from $1 million to $140 million for new genetics and or traits. SEPA thanks farmers for buying new seed that not only maximizes yield potential, but also funds the next great seed innovations for U.S. farmers. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED-TIP.
Bethany College officials are investigating an allegation that someone associated with its baseball program intentionally contaminated the water cooler used by the opposing team. Athletic Director Laura Moreno confirmed the investigation and declined further comment. Kansas Wesleyan Athletic Director Steve Wilson said a foreign substance was discovered in the cooler during a doubleheader on Sunday. He said it is common practice for the home team, Bethany in this case, to provide water for the visitor. Wilson declined further comment, including whether any players, coaches or support staff drank the water or became ill. Topeka's Guardian Recreational Cannabis Dispensary will reopen after a police raid on April 20th. That's according to a statement spotted on their website yesterday morning. Law enforcement officers were seen last Wednesday going in and out of the Recreational Cannabis Dispensary, also known as Guardian MMJ, at 3124 Southwest 29th Street, Suite 10 in Topeka. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Firefighters across the country are battling multiple wildfires as tender, dry conditions and high winds whip up flames from Arizona to Florida. That includes a prairie fire in rural southwestern Nebraska that officials say has killed one person, injured at least 15 firefighters, and destroyed at least six homes. A break in the Midwestern weather allowed crews to make significant progress on that blaze Monday along the Kansas-Nebraska line. More than 1,350 square miles have been burned in wildfires across the country so far. Officials say that's outpacing the 10-year average by about 30%. Nebraska State employees will get an added job perk this summer that will let their dependent children attend in-state community colleges for free. Governor Pete Ricketts unveiled a new tuition reimbursement program for the children of state workers. The program could help an estimated 1,000 children in its first year. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Elder abuse, neglect, and exploitation comes in many forms. Elder abuse is taking money or valuable items, pushing, shoving, or leaving bruises. It's leaving the elderly unattended or without food when they cannot care for themselves. If you know or suspect an elderly person is being abused physically, emotionally, sexually, or financially, call the Kansas Adult Protective Services Hotline at 1-800-922-5330. Elder Kansans deserve honor and respect, not abuse. Remember, elder abuse is a crime. Sponsored by the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services and aired in cooperation with the station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last week opened a public hearing regards vacating a township road, Oak, between Dewey and Main Street, and the alleys in Blocks 2 and 4 in Valitz. Meeting with department heads, the county clerk advised taking filings for precinct committee men and women for the primary election, as well as township clerk position and one other local position, Commissioner District 1. The county councilor said tax sale notices for property owners unable to be served are now being published. The tax sale is probably 6 weeks to 2 months out. Notices have been placed on all tax sale properties. Public Works Administrator said they're busy blading, grading, and hauling rock. Emergency Management has a new clerk to replace Leslie Jeter, who recently transferred to the sheriff's office, as Joy Wilkinson was approved for the post. Deputy Treasurer said the second half tax collection is upcoming. The Extension Agent said they're busy educating the public on the benefits of an extension district and are in the beginning stages of discussing an extension district with four counties to our south. They remain busy educating patrons on Medicare and Medicare supplements and recently prepared over 200 tax returns. The health nurse said they're looking forward to the new nurse, Erin Prawley, starting later this month. The sheriff said he had one employee complete the academy, who is currently a jailer, but will be filling in when he loses two officers to National Guard deployment for a year. Agency on Aging advised state recently extended the mask mandate through May 3rd. Commodities and Breadbasket will continue monthly distributions through the remainder of the year, except for August. Register of Deeds finishing a personal property valuation and will send out valuation notices May 1st. Department heads were asked for input on per diem. It was consensus the per diem does need to increase. Washington County Commissioners at their last meeting heard a presentation from local realtor Mark Ulick regarding property valuations for tax purposes, particularly along U.S. 36 Highway through the city of Washington. Ulick shared information pointing to higher appraised values than adjacent counties, and appraiser Lance Lease was asked to join the meeting. He spoke of a limited number of comparable sales that are used to determine value and addressed other questions. His office will conduct adjacent county data and take that into consideration, with commissioners requesting an update when available. Options regarding establishment of a countywide ambulance service were again discussed, with several representatives present at the Washington County meeting, including emergency management, EMTs, and hospital officials. Jim Reed with the Kansas Board of Emergency Medical Services spoke as to how a system may be organized, urging commissioners to keep satellite services in various communities. Pottawatomie, Jewell, and Rooks counties were noted as operating with combined services. Costs would vary as to whether part or full-time operations would be included. Currently, community ambulance services are located in Washington, Hanover, Lynn, and Clifton. Hanover Hospital, recently suspending operations due to staffing issues, has prompted discussion on the topic. No action was taken as the conversation continues. A representative with NextEra met with commissioners last week and also with landowners at a dinner meeting, outlining details and progress on the High Banks wind farm program, which was being developed in northwest Washington and eastern Republic counties. Over 300 landowners have signed on, and road improvements for haul routes and turbine locations are tentatively scheduled to begin late this year, with construction beginning next spring and a targeted completion late next year. Of the 216 proposed locations, some 10 to 15% will be located in Washington County. Nemahal County Commissioners met in special session last Tuesday to interview candidates for the Emergency Management Director. Following executive succession, they stated an offer will be extended to an individual for the Emergency Preparedness Director position following reference checks. Work on a pair of Nemahal County bridges north of Centralia will force traffic detours as K-187 is closed to traffic from U.S. 36 South to K-9 Highway. Through November, work is planned on the Weir Creek and Nemahal River bridge crossings located 3 miles and 6 miles north of Centralia. Traffic on K-187 is being detoured to U.S. 36 during construction. Phyllis A. Matthewson, age 88, of Axtell, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Wednesday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Wednesday, 11 until 4, at the Axtell Landreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Phyllis Matthewson. Wilbur G. Juniman, age 89, of Hanover, passed away Sunday. Massive Christian burial Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Vigil service Friday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Friday, 11 until 5, at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Wilbur Juniman. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken fried steak, mashed potatoes, zucchini and tomatoes, and pears. Tomorrow, egg salad, sandwich, potato and ham soup, celery with carrots and mandarin oranges. KNDY News Time, 7:16.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying sunny and warming up across the region today before another chance for some precipitation throughout Wednesday night and through the end of this week. Today, we can expect to see highs in the upper 50s and upper 60s throughout Iowa, the lower 70s throughout Nebraska, the lower to upper 70s throughout Kansas, and the lower to upper 60s throughout Missouri. Staying much warmer overnight tonight with our lows in the mid-30s and upper 40s throughout Iowa, the lower to upper 40s throughout Nebraska, the mid-40s and lower 50s throughout Kansas, and the upper 30s and mid-40s throughout Missouri. Warming up even more on Wednesday and more sunshine expected before another chance for some rain showers throughout Wednesday night. On Wednesday, we can expect to see highs in the mid-60s and upper 70s throughout Iowa, the upper 70s and mid-80s throughout Nebraska and Kansas, and the upper 60s and lower 70s throughout Missouri. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late April 69, record high on this date hit 97. The average low 46, the record low 23. We were below freezing overnight at 28. Sunset this evening 8:15, sunrise in the morning 6:35. Sunshine, a chilly 28 degrees. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 26th of April. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Spring is just around the corner, and Diane's Dresses down in Wymore is the place to pick up the best deals for all Alfred Dunner for their Alfred Dunner spring cleaning. Select racks are 50% off and also 20% off all new spring arrivals. So why don't you come stop on by Diane's Dresses down in Wymore for their Alfred Dunner spring cleaning event, where certain racks are 50% off and 20% off all new spring arrivals.
Quality products by quality people for quality customers. Join the Landall team. Looking for painters, welders, assemblers, and material handlers.
offering competitive wages and a benefit package that includes $2 an hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, paid time off, comprehensive insurance, profit sharing, and the newest benefit, fuel allowance, and much more. Apply online or call 785-562-5381. Landall Company, an equal opportunity employer, including vets and disability.
The brooms were out in Brooklyn. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Celtics completed a sweep of the Nets in their first-round NBA playoff series.
The ball ends up in the hands of Kyrie Irving. The clock hits triple zeros. At midseason, the Celtics were the last team people thought could contend for a championship. Tonight, the Celtics are the first team to reach round two.
The call on 98.5, the Sports Hub. Final score, 116-112. Jason Tatum leading the Celts with 29 points before fouling out late in the fourth. Kevin Durant led all scorers with 39 as the Nets season ends. Speaking post-game, Kyrie Irving said he felt he let the Nets down this season, that the Nets never had a chance to gel. But he was optimistic about next year's campaign.
But now we just turn the page and look forward to what we're building as a franchise and really get tougher.
The Raptors kept their season alive, beating Philadelphia 103-88 to force Game 6 in Toronto Thursday night. Continuing with the NBA playoffs, the Mavericks blew out Utah 102-77. Luka Doncic put up 33 in just his second game back from a calf injury and was on the receiving end of a hard shove from Hassan Whiteside, which produced a scuffle that saw Whiteside and Dallas's Reggie Bullock ejected. Dallas leads the series 3-2 and can advance Thursday in Salt Lake City. Baseball, the Mets were down to their last strike in St. Louis, trailing 2-0, but a throwing error by the usually sure-handed Nolan Arenado on Mark Canna's grounder allowed Eduardo Escobar to score, and upstep pinch hitter Dom Smith.
Gallegos ready his pitch. Swinging a ground ball toward first. Goldschmidt, a diving stop. Nobody's covering first. Flip to Gallegos. Smith is safe. Big deal around third. Throw home. He's safe. The Mets have the lead.
The call on WCBS 880. Brandon Nimmo's two-run shot extended the Mets' lead to 3. Closer Edwin Diaz picked up the save. Starter Max Scherzer hurled 7 shutout innings, striking out 10 and allowing just 2 hits. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
USD 223 is looking to fill 2 custodian positions and a cook position for the Hanover Public School. Candidates must be 18 years old and hold a valid driver's license. The position starts immediately. Applications can be found on the USD 223 website. Interviews and background checks will be scheduled promptly. Competitive wages and benefit packages are available. 2 custodians and a cook position for the Hanover Public Schools open immediately. For information, contact Tim Mueller at 785-747-6956 or email tmueller at usd223.org.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Ukraine-Russia war has reignited speculation that globalization is coming to an end and markets should be prepared to turn inward to deal with disrupted supply lines and geopolitical challenges. The war will undoubtedly have long-lasting implications, but according to a new quarterly report from CoBank's Knowledge Exchange, the unwinding of global supply chains and world markets is unlikely to be one of them. Still, Russia's invasion of Ukraine agitated global grain trade and contributed to unprecedented price volatility in wheat, corn, and soybeans. Grain markets could remain volatile for 2 or more years due to disruptions in planting, harvesting, input application, and transportation. Prices for major fertilizers increased between 8% and 13% in the first quarter of this year, the biggest spikes coming after Russia invaded Ukraine. While most U.S. ag retailers have adequate nutrient supplies this spring, the report says that that may not be the case this fall and the spring of 2023. Ahead of a key Senate hearing this week, economists at Texas A&M finishing their analysis of the revised bill that would mandate levels of cash trading in the cattle market. According to the study, an additional 2.3 million head of cattle will have to be marketed via negotiated sales as a result of the bill. That's less than half the number that would have been required under a previous version, but the analyst says it's still a significant burden that falls largely on the southern plains. And the impact of the new bill could be far greater than estimated due to the discretion that USDA would have to set regional minimums for cash trade. The Texas A&M study was done at the request of Senate Ag Committee Senior Republican John Bozeman of Arkansas. The committee holds a hearing today on the Cattle Price Discovery and Transparency Act. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Stockman, if you're seeking a dependable herd bull with good disposition, hybrid vigor, and great traits, call Lewin Berger. He has 30 head of Angus and Sim-Angus yearling, two-year-olds, for immediate pickup or delivery. Featuring calving ease, these are right for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Lewin Berger at Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Here's our latest Larry Steckline report with our partners over at Cake News.
Well, friends, the past several years, we've been unable to sell E15 blended biofuels between June 1 and September 25. Yeah, they shut that down during the heaviest driving and using system in this country. But the president in Iowa a few days ago said, we're going to cancel that order, friends, and we're going to use it. And that's good news in respect to a lot of things. And I got to tell you, it's not just good for farmers and selling corn, because we've got plenty of it. You know, a lot of people, first thing they said when the president made that announcement, oh, wait a minute, we don't have enough corn. He said, yeah, we got a lot of corn. And he's right. Don't worry about it, friends. If we just get an average season, that corn crop this year that we're going to have, with the number of acres that are going to be planted, it's a record. Farmers got to do this because they got to make some money. So the more they can produce, the better off they are. And guess what? There's quite a bit of good news about using ethanol in gasoline. The estimate from a major study out of Illinois shows that we could cut climate emissions. Everybody's worried about this global warming by 180,000 metric tons in Iowa. In the United States, transitioning from E10 to E15 for 2001 and later model year vehicles lowers 17.6 million tons of emissions per year, equivalent, friends, to 3.85 million vehicles. The White House says USDA is also going to provide $700 million in funding to help try to get these gasoline prices down just a little for all of us. So that's what's going to happen, friends. We'll be able to utilize E15 now, and that lowers the price of gasoline by at least 30 cents a gallon, some places 50, and we can go on from there, especially the savings on emissions.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Keeping soil healthy is important to your crop. When you're ready to till the ground, Abilene Machine has the parts you need to get it done. They stock a full line of tillage parts, including coulter blades, soil saver mold boards and blades, chisel plow points, field cultivator sweeps, and much more. As always, Abilene Machine's parts are manufactured to exact standards, and you'll be receiving the highest quality parts available. Shop AbileneMachine.com online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Spring planting season is officially here, and here at the Mid-America Ag Network, we know that you as the producer are looking for all the information you can to know when the best time is to put the seeds into the ground, and we're here to help. Join us all day long through the Mid-America Ag Network as we give you soil temperature reports to let you know when the ground is warm enough to make sure your seeds thrive. That plus will give you the latest news in planting all over the Mid-America region to know what other states and other regions are doing with their planting process. It's Spring Soil Temperature Reports with the Mid-America Ag Network, all presented by Abilene Machine.
Smoky Hill Construction takes pride in building infrastructure projects in Kansas. We want you to join our team. Positions are available for heavy equipment operators, truck drivers, concrete finishers, and construction workers. Inexperienced trainees start at $17 an hour. We also offer health insurance, travel reimbursement, paid time off, and training opportunities. Experience the pride in seeing your project take shape each day and being valued in a positive atmosphere. Search online for Smoky Hill Construction to apply.
The perilous journey of an intrepid lily hunter. We have his story on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, April 26th, the 116th day of the year. Actress Carol Burnett turns 89, and singer Bobby Rydell would have turned 80 years old today. We've all had our share of gardening mishaps, but as you watch the lilies bloom this spring, ponder the sacrifice made by Ernest Wilson, the man who introduced the regal lily to America. On a bulb-collecting tour in China, Wilson was tossed down a mountainside by an avalanche. After setting his leg with a makeshift splint, he continued down the mountain trail where he was nearly trampled by mules. He managed to survive his trip home with his lily bulbs, but suffered from a limp for the rest of his life, which he affectionately referred to as his lily limp. Here's hoping any gardening mishaps you have this spring are too minor to be given a name. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
7:30 from KNDY. Again, we drop below freezing overnight, 28 this hour with sunshine. Highs warming to around 70 today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, April 25th, 2022. That's officially KU Men's Basketball National Championship Victory Day in Kansas. The 2022 national champions joined Governor Laura Kelly Monday at the State House as she signed a proclamation dedicating the day to the Jayhawks. KU topped North Carolina in the NCAA Tournament Championship game 72-69 earlier this month, completing the largest comeback in NCAA title game history. The win secured Bill Self's second national championship at Kansas and the Jayhawks' first since 2008. And keeping with the KU theme, the recently crowned national champs will stop in Topeka this Friday as part of their barnstorming tour. KU Celebration Tour launched Saturday in Wichita. For dates and locations of the KU Barnstorming Tour, go to this website, barnstormingtour.com. Tickets can also be purchased at that website. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
KNDY.
She drove up to the restaurant where they used to dine. He was sitting at the table with someone new this time. She walked up right beside him. Her face did not turn red. She looked at him so calmly, and this is what she said. Good as I was to you, is this the thanks I get? Are all the years we shared so easy to forget? Does this mean that you've won? Are you finally having fun? Is she your dream come true? Said no, I was just leaving. But as she walked out the door, she said, honey, you can have him. I don't want him anymore. Good as I was to you, is this the thanks I get? Are all the years we shared so easy to forget? Is this the way done? Looking out for number one, did you think it through?
There's a slow moon rising. It shines a man if I didn't feel like this. I can feel passion flowing as you fall into my arms.